recording. Okay, we're good.
All right, it is, I'd like to call over this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation at 7:30 AM on Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Also, just, those of us that are in the room here, there's kind of some feedback for us, so try not to talk over each other as best you can, and we may have to ask your stuff for us, but we'll do the best we can. We will do roll call. Commissioner Mueller.
He was just on.
Can you guys hear me now?
There we go, much better.
Sorry. All right, we're gonna do roll call here, Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Basson.
Here.
Commissioner DeVere.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
We don't have Commissioner Bevan with us, is that correct?
I don't believe so.
Commissioner Burnt.
Here.
And no Commissioner Fitzgerald. Council Leahy.
Here.
I think it's just all of us having our mics and speakers on. Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second.
So motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner Vlasic. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. All right, the agenda is confirmed. Also for the record, Commissioner Bevan joined us as well, so she's on here. And onto the consent agenda, do we have a motion regarding the minutes of the June 24th, 2020 regular meeting and the June 2020 Administrator's Report?
I'll move that we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
So that was Commissioner Basson on the motion, who was the second?
Me, Rob.
Rob, okay. Any discussion? And we can just do a voice vote on this, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, the consent agenda is approved, and I also see Kit on the call now too, so.
Yeah, sorry.
We have everybody now? I believe we do. Onto the memorandum of agreement with Valley Regional Transit. Council Leahy and Administrator Squires, your names are on that if you want to take it. Council Leahy.
How about if I try talking loud? If I turn my mute off, it's screeching noise, let's just all go on mute here. Okay, so the memorandum of agreement is with VRT to provide funding for certain improvements to bus stops within the district. And the approach is to participate in the amount of $65,000. They would send us an invoice on July 31st. VRT's presentation is, or excuse me, their scope of work, so to speak, is in the packet. And the improvements that we're talking about are in Table 2. That lists the various locations and then the improvements they're talking about, from sign and post to concrete pads to benches, shelters, bike racks, bike repair stations at those various locations. So it's fairly straightforward. If the agreement's terminated prior to the end of the term, then we get back whatever money that hasn't been expended in the construction up to the date of termination. So it's pretty straightforward. It's, It's, like I said, $65,000 for those specific improvements. And then also, Mr. Chairman, I like to periodically just disclose to the board, our firm is on the list of attorneys used by Valley Regional Transit, but we did not do any work for them on this agreement. This is just for them to see. Happy to answer any questions if you have them.
I'm sorry, what?
What was that
being? That was you unmuting.
I didn't unmute my speaker.
I had you unmuted.
Did everyone?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Just talk really loud.
All right, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 20-017, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving a memorandum of agreement for cost sharing and rest stop improvements between the Meridian Railway Corporation and Valley Regional Transit, authorizing execution of the agreement by Chairman and Vice Chairman and Secretary, not directing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take necessary.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chair. We can't hear him.
Okay, so unmute yourself and move on. Okay.
Okay, how about?
That's better.
All right, I'll try to go with that shortly and hopefully not too painfully here on the echoes. All right, this is Resolution 20-017. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the memorandum of agreement for cost sharing of bus stop improvements between the Meridian Development Corporation and Valley Regional Transit, authorizing execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
All right, we got a motion on that.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 017 as read in by council.
Second.
Second.
Was that Tammy on the second?
Commissioner Bevin.
So a motion by Commissioner Lassie and a second by Commissioner Bevin. Is there any discussion? If not, we will call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Lassie.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassilov.
Aye.
Commissioner Beard.
Aye.
Commissioner Marble.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Bishiro.
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. That's all I think. Motion carries. The resolution is adopted. All right. On to the easy stuff. I'm off.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, in your packets is the month of June monthly update for construction for the Old Town Lofts project. We are vertical on both building pads, so very exciting. We are still working through some issues with Idaho Avenue, and the contractor is working with ACHD to try to get permission for the work that is needed on Main Street in Idaho to be able to work around the clock. And I have not received an update on the status of that, but they were working at the end of last week to be able to hopefully be able to get that work completed within a 2-week time period in order to have the least impact on the businesses in that area. As soon as I have an update, I will let you know about that. Unfortunately, I was not able to get confirmation on where that stands before today's meeting. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. We did have a monthly stakeholder meeting via Zoom last month or a couple weeks ago, and we didn't really have any participation from the public again. So we're going to rethink that strategy and how we communicate with the public in order just not to waste folks' time on the various teams. But we're gonna continue making sure that we get the information out. We're gonna get a little bit more creative on how we reach those folks. So with that, I'll stand for questions.
Mr. Chair. Ashley, when are they going to shut down that intersection? And before Josh got sick, we chatting about that, and he had some concerns about how that was going to look like and how that was going to be communicated to local downtown businesses.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Burnt, that's kind of what I was speaking to. We don't know yet. They're trying to get permission from ACHD, and they're trying to get a second crew to be able to work around the clock. Initially, the original schedule had them starting on July 1st. But because that has not occurred yet, I don't have what that timing is. I know they had to they were going to have to jump through some hoops in order to be able to get that second crew. They were trying to get those folks hired first and foremost, and then secondly, get that permission from ACHD. And as of today, I don't know where that stands. All I know is they're working towards that in order to keep that time frame down to a 2-week standpoint, hopefully. The unfortunate part is it's, you know, we start digging in downtown and we don't know what we're going to find sometimes, as we have found on Idaho. So that's the ultimate goal, is to keep it to a 2-week time period. I just don't know exactly when that might start yet, but I will keep the board informed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Ashley on that?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, Civic Block update, just to remind this agency that we have a joint meeting with the City Council on the 21st of this month at 4:30. It is on your calendars. What I would ask each of you to let me know is who plans to attend in person and who plans to attend virtually. So if you can send me an email and let me know so I can coordinate with the city clerk, that would be very appreciative. Either way is fine. We just kind of need to know so we know how to set up that room for the social distancing. At this point, I don't really have any further updates other than they're still working through the quiet title process. We did receive a little bit of an update on that from the Galena Group for the Union Pacific property. Council Lakey and I are meeting with Bill Truax in a couple of weeks to discuss moving forward on the development agreement for the environmental side and cleanup, and then also working through what they're going to need to be able to provide us for the owner participation agreement. That is some ways out, I believe, but we're just going to be touching base with them and communicating what our needs will be as an agency. So happy to stand for any questions you might have.
Ashley?
Yes.
Do you have a preference whether we meet in person or via virtual for that meeting? I know that sometimes when you have more people in the room, it's harder to get those microphones and get locked. I mean, do you have a preference?
I don't believe so, Commissioner Bevin. At this point, it's just knowing so we know how to set up the room. Sometimes I think being in the room together would work. The only thing that they require is that we would have to be in masks. So as long as you're comfortable with that and you're okay being here in person, that would be great. Otherwise, if you're not comfortable or would prefer to be on virtual, that's fine too. We'll make whatever scenario work.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, unless there's any more questions,
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet are the upcoming meetings, and there's quite a few coming up. I've highlighted just a few of those, including our weekly meetings for our civic block. We didn't have a legislative update today, but the interim legislative committee for the property tax committee will be starting on the 17th of this month, so a week from Friday. We have our joint meeting that I just mentioned on the 21st. As I sent in an email last week, we have pushed our second meeting from the 22nd to the 29th. So that is noted there as well too, and I have updated your calendar invites accordingly. And happy to stand for any questions you might have. Nothing further. Thank you.
If the sound is really bad, I don't know what whoever just talked said. Headphones. Headphones would be good.
We don't let our sound turn down. One computer with sound on, so I don't know if that's the issue. I think it's something else with the microphone, but it's just
all moved.
Everybody, sorry, it's a little painful.
Thanks. I think
you did a good job, Ashley. Right?
Yeah, that was a little painful. I wonder if we had one computer here versus, and then maybe you all on phones with that.
I don't think it's the sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that Chris did say we could do is have both rooms.
No, did you not hear very well?
And then be able to spread out even further.
And have everybody in.
And then have everybody here if they're comfortable doing so.
Yeah, as far as in person, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. They were just concerned, you know, they're like, you all can do what you want to do, but you know, just kind of given the half room and just trying to figure out the spacing, and then if public were to show up, and I think we would still want to have the ability to have the online.
So if someone couldn't make it, actually, we got a quorum or whatever.
Well, and I mean, I know Dan doesn't want to come in person. Right. He made that pretty clear to me, and I don't want.
Anybody that doesn't want to be. Yep. It would be easier to just have one or two.
Well, and that way what we could do is rather than having it on video, we could just do it as a phone call.
Right.
And because the city has that phone, which isn't always awesome, but.
No worries. We'll figure out something for the sound next time. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that Nathan?
No, we'll let his kid.
Okay.
She just